You got to stay focused. And I realize when I do things that are way out of my sweet spot, it doesn't bring me happiness. And it goes back to what can you be the best at? What lights you up? What brings you enjoyment? So I focus so much on that. And when we talk about the career as a whole, I've grounded myself with this quote that I've now put on our Fans First playbook that I share with all of our people. Be patient in what you want for yourself, but be impatient in how much you give to others.
Welcome to The Ziglar Show, where we inspire your true performance. I'm your host, Kevin Miller. In this show, we're talking about healthy habits, and we're back with the Yellow Tux man himself, Jesse Cole, who keeps his baseball team and stadium sold out over a year in advance, and he's out to change the face of baseball. How? By not making it about baseball, but about entertainment, experience, relationships, and memories. Our main interview with him to hear about it is, again, show 603. And the topic there, the focus, was how to stand out and be different, and how placing your relationships first are such massive opportunities for success. Well, in this show, we follow the seven spokes in the Ziglar Wheel of Life and find out Jesse's habits for success. He runs every day, but says he struggles with his nutrition, which I would also, if my life was in a baseball stadium surrounded by hot dogs and nachos. But he writes 10 ideas per day to further grow that muscle in his brain. And if you listen to show 603, I think you'll realize the guy is flat out an idea factory. You also hear he and his wife weathered going from zero debt and living in their dream house to $1.8 million in debt, but have now come out on top. It's just a great and interesting conversation, folks. You can get Jesse's book, Find Your Yellow Tux, at findyouryellowtux.com. Well, hey, we're going to start this conversation with Jesse going over his habits after I share some great resources with you. I'm a foodie, and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico, and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon, really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky, where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Okay, friends, here now I bring you Jesse Cole and his healthy habits for success. All right, Jesse, well, following the seven spokes on the Ziglar Wheel of Life, I am betting that you have not had the success that you have had without developing some good habits, dealing with some strengths and weaknesses on your daily, weekly, monthly journey. So I want to know what you're doing on the physical and nutrition side. What are the habits you employ to be able to do what you do?
Very good on the physical, need some work on the nutrition. So I'll give
thanks
you
for the admission.
Yeah, that's definitely being open there. Physical, every morning, part of my morning routine, I get up and I run every day. Yeah. So anywhere between 2 to 5 miles, it just gets me going, gets the energy going, gets flowing. So every morning, I think I take about one day off every 2 months, which is crazy, but it's a routine. I feel it's like a drug. When I don't do it, I feel like I'm missing something. So that is my physical. Nutrition, still need some work. I think because I run every day, I feel like I can eat what I want to eat. So maybe that's what I need to work on.
Well, yeah, and you spend so many of your evenings with baseball hot dogs all around you. I mean, it's a hard place to be.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
Well, the second one is family, and I know that that is near and dear to you. You have a fairly new little one. How old?
Maverick, 3 months old, just over 3 months old, and doing amazing. So that has been a huge, unbelievable adjustment to our family life and been wonderful.
Well, and I know you work with your wife, so that must keep you guys together some. But still, with having so much going on, so many opportunities thrown at you right now, what do you do to just safeguard that family time and relationships in general?
The biggest simple commitment that we make is that we go for a walk every single day. And just going for a walk today, now with the stroller, walking with Maverick, it's a way just to talk in a great way, connect. Even on long days at the ballpark, we'll make sure we do our walk earlier. So it's something, sometimes I joke, I feel like we're an older couple, you know, they're in their 60s or 70s, but that's how we stay connected from a family standpoint. Also, a big thing that we focus on is we don't have the phones in the bedroom. So there's no phones in the bedroom. I'll wake up in the morning. We don't go to the phone first thing. I believe in that. Don't look at the phone till about 8 in the morning. And then at night, the phone does not come out at the house. So that's something that we stay committed. And we started a family tradition every Sunday morning. We go out to breakfast together. So those are some things we're working on. And again, we're still beginning this process, but it's been great so far.
Beautiful. Third spoke is mental. What are the things you employ to keep your mental edge sharp, to keep you mentally on top?
Part of my morning routine, every single morning, I write, I read, I run. And so as the person would say, the three R's, except that's not right, because they're right. But I jokingly, that's what I love to do. And so I write every morning. And that's been big. About a year now, I've been doing that, providing clarity of what I'm trying to accomplish. So I write, then I read. And then when I run, I actually listen to a podcast. And the Ziglar Show is definitely on my playlist. So it helps me. So basically, before the morning, I have so much energy. Because I've read some, I've got insight, I've written down. I also write 10 new ideas every single day. You know, that's something I got from James Altucher. If you want to have a muscle that you want to train, it's my idea muscle. Ideas are everything. So that's something that I work on. So every morning, mentally, read, I write, I listen to a podcast, and by 8 o'clock when I'm ready to go into the office, I'm feeling pretty strong.
Well, so I am curious about the writing, because we do have so many guests testify to writing, to journaling, things of that nature, but you can do that. And I've worked with this on my kids, because when I first say, okay, guys, need to write. There's a real propensity to just write about, okay, what did I do today? Today, you know, woke up and went outside and played on the trampoline. What? Let's get a little deeper than that. So when you're writing, now you talked about the ideas, but are you generally journaling things that happened, or is it feelings, thoughts? What are you writing about?
Mm-hmm. I'm writing about dreams, ideas, visions, things I want for our people, things I want for our family. You know, I wrote, before my baby was born, I wrote a letter to him. You know, I wrote a letter. I didn't know if it was a boy or girl, but I wrote a letter that what I wanted for our baby. I write a letter to myself a year in advance. So for my birthday, every, you know, where I hope our life is, you know, I'm constantly just writing that. I believe in visualization and how big it is. So when I continue to write these things that I see happening, it's very, very, provides a ton of clarity. So that's what I write. And then also, you know, I'm constantly just thinking about, you know, ideas. Ideas are everything. So for me, it's just like crazy ideas. And, you know, out of those thousands of ideas, there's some that actually are okay. There's a lot that are bad, but some actually work.
Maybe that's your second book, Ideas Are Everything. I'll buy that one in a heartbeat.
I like it. And I give all thousands the ideas, baby, on there too.
Absolutely. Number four here is financial. And folks, I'll tell you, in our main show with Jesse, which is show 603, he talked some about some pretty turbulent financial times as you went into this, going from being able to have a dream house to selling that to, I think you had a little bit of debt too. But tell us what's happened financially and what you're doing now, what you're doing to keep yourself healthy and well.
Yeah, I went from zero debt about 5 years ago to $1.8 million in debt pretty quickly between buy-in teams and, and challenges. So luckily we've been able to take care of that. But my father taught me once I got out of college, he said, Jesse, you got to live below your means. If you can, try to live on one paycheck a month. So save every other paycheck. And craziness, I actually made it happen. I got an apartment at $300 a month. I started just looking at how I could save, not even much. And I started getting that habit. So even to this day, I save every other paycheck. And so, you know, again, live below your means. As we had the recession, you know, 10 years ago, and there may be another one coming at any point. Can you live below your means when the money's not there? So that's been a financial thing for me. That's given me these opportunities to get through these hard times because I have money saved up.
Yeah, that's immense. It's the fifth spoke here is spiritual. I gotta believe that what you're doing with the big vision you have a bigger goal in mind, a bigger power that you're trying to deal with here. Tell us what's happened on that side of life.
Yeah, if someone's writing their obituary, they're obviously thinking about what happens after that. You know, it's funny. I actually had someone said, "I bet you what you'd have on your tombstone would be what's next." And I was like, that's a pretty good thing to put on my tombstone, because I'm always thinking about what's next, what that next adventure is. And I think about that a lot, especially now with a young one and a family. We're constantly thinking that things happen for a reason. And we talk about that. We talk about, you know, we talk about our family. We talk about what we want. So, you know, I'm not saying we have an unbelievable, strong connection from a faithful standpoint, because I'll be very open, where I grew up, that wasn't big in the lifestyle. But we're now being more realistic and we talk about it. So I think that's the first step in really having a spiritual background, a spiritual belief, is to talk about it, be aware of it, and you know, continue to keep it a part of your life. And that's what my wife and I are doing a lot these days.
And thanks to these sponsors for bringing us today's show. When we fast, we stop eating food and allow our body to repair. The research on the benefits and the reset is profound. The problem is, we like food. We're addicted to food. Me too. Missing a meal or a day of eating is terrifying to a lot of people. So here is ProLawn. It's a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. ProLawn is not a diet. It's science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. ProLawn provides a 5-day program where you get snacks and soups and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state, while taking away the difficulty and mindset of deprivation. I've fasted for 5 days with nothing but water, and my physical and mental state was incredible. My struggle was just wanting to fulfill my habit of eating. It was significant. ProLawn took that away. It's amazing. I feel like I'm cheating, but getting the benefits of fasting. So right now, ProLawn is offering What Drives You listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. So go to ProLawnLife.com/Kevin. That's ProLawnLife.com/Kevin for the special offer. Most of today, you will be indoors, likely your home or your office. I am as well. Even with my treks out into the woods, I spend a lot of time inside. And we're going to take about 20,000 breaths. According to the EPA, the indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the outdoor air, sometimes up to 100 times more polluted. At my studio, we have heat being forced through old ducts. I walk on carpet full of years of junk. No idea what's floating in the air that I'm taking constant gulps of. The solution is an air purifier, and Air Doctor is just the best. Air Doctor filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants and allergens such as pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold, bacteria, viruses. They do it so your lungs don't have to. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. Go to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code Kevin, and depending on the model, you'll receive up to 39% off or up to $300 off. Exclusive to podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. So to get this special offer, go to airdoctorpro.com. Use promo code Kevin. AirDoctorPro.com, promo code Kevin. Thankfully, the days of building a business website, then having this massive endeavor to integrate an online store are gone. Today, Shopify has fixed all that. I had one business where we actually built the entire website on Shopify's platform. So whether you're just starting out or you're selling $1 million of product already, Shopify is just the industry leader. It works the same for physical products or online and digital, and Shopify is just hands down the best out there. Most importantly, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. It's 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Getting people to buy is not that hard, at least to the buying point, but getting them to actually give their payment info is, and Shopify is king in that department. They also have top-tier customer service, which I think is critical. You can sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Kevin. That's all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Kevin to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Kevin. 6 is career. And in career, I mean, I know you've done a lot of things. You've had some, you've made a lot of progress. You've done a good number of things. Today, I'm going to guess that with what all success you've had, that you are at no shortage of phone calls, emails, texts, people contacting you, and opportunities are abounding. And there must be some structure, some barriers to you keeping your career on a path that you want it to be. So what are some of the things that you're doing to guide you?
You know, I'm constantly just looking at how many more things can I say no to? As crazy as that sounds, because you got to stay focused. And I realize when I do things that are way out of my sweet spot, it doesn't bring me happiness. And it goes back to what can you be the best at? What lights you up? What brings you enjoyment? So I focus so much on that. And when we talk about the career as a whole, I've grounded myself with this quote that I've now put on our Fans First playbook that I share with all of our people. Be patient in what you want for yourself, but be impatient in how much you give to others.
Wow.
And so that's something that's really guided me, because I think so many times people are trying to do things for me. When you focus on others, as Zig Ziglar says, everything else takes care of itself. So we're really impatient on what did I do today to help our people and our employees? And I say this over and over again, our employees don't work for us. We work for them. And when I'm doing that, everything else takes care of itself.
That may be the intro clip right there, man. That is strong. All right. Well, the seventh one here is personal. And, you know, a lot of times people struggle with this because everything's personal. That's why you're doing what you're doing and why you're doing so well at it. But this one I try to caveat is, you know, these are the fun things, the hobbies, the things that you do just for you. But that right there, the word fun, and I'm thinking, that's all that Jesse does, it seems like. How do you capitalize on anything different? You're always having fun, but I don't know. Tell me.
No, it's a great point, because everyone talks about this work-life balance and workload. Yep. Well, if you're having the time of your life at work, which I am, I love it. That's what I enjoy more than anything. You know, I think what I do make sure is I do take vacations. My wife and I pride ourselves, you know, every 90 days, really take a time to go off, whether it's just a weekend, do something so we can have that. I enjoy visiting places all over. I love learning. So I love doing new cultures. Like I'm flying out this weekend, flying out the weekend after to see what I can learn. So for me, it's traveling, it's experiencing. I love trying out new restaurants, new areas, and just seeing how they do it. So I keep it simple. I love what I do for a job, and that brings me so much joy.
Man, that is inspiring. Thank you for just taking us behind the scenes a little bit and sharing. It is just being in your presence is inspiring, and that's why you are as successful as you are. Thanks so much for giving us your time and your heart, Jesse.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
Well, there you go, friends. Inspiration and behind the scenes with Jesse Cole. Again, you can connect with him and get the book at findyouryellowtux.com. And tell him you got value by leaving a review in iTunes for The Ziglar Show and mention this specific show. Thank you in advance for doing so. Well, coming up next in show 606, I've got something special for you. If you recall, in show 603, our main show with Jesse Cole, I started the show off reading his eulogy, which is what he started his book off with. It so impacted me, I wrote my own. And then I went onto Facebook and asked people if they would write theirs and share. Well, a lot of folks have done so, and it's pretty profound. Well, in show 606, I have Jesse himself joining me, and we're going to read through a bunch, just like Tom Ziglar and I do on our Q&A shows. So this one's going to be special. I can't wait. Again, the ones that I've seen posted already are just tremendous. So I hope you'll join us. Till then, thank you for letting me walk with you as we inspire our true performance together.